Ebola was officially declared in the Liberian capital, Monrovia, around mid-June last year, 2 months after the first cases were reported in 4 of the country's regions bordering Guinea and Sierra Leone. When it finally hit the capital, Dr. Jerry Fanlow Brown, the medical director at the ELWA hospital, became one of the first experts to join the fight in stopping the deadly virus. He explains his first encounter with an Ebola patient.
I first came face-to-face with an Ebola patient on June 12, 2014. That was my first time coming close to an Ebola patient, seeing someone who was positive. The patient got admitted into our holding unit and was attended to, but unfortunately she died.
And that patient was one of the first casualties in Monrovia. At this time, not much was known about this disease, and no one was anticipating a health disaster of this magnitude. In that early stage, several healthcare staff working in hospitals across Guinea and Sierra Leone succumbed to the disease and died even before it got into Liberia. As Dr. Brown explains, the first challenge for him and his hospital, therefore, was to allay fears in his staff.
The challenge first started with getting health workers to get on board and work because of the fear of you getting infected and you most likely would die, and you had no insurance benefit. And so getting infected and dying is like, that's the end of you. And so all we had to do was to make a passionate plea to the health worker and try to convince them as much as possible to get on board, see how we could cater to our own people.
Dr. Brown finally won his fight to get the health workers on board the day his unit had its first Ebola survival.
When we had the very first survival, the morale of the staff increased and they became more excited to work more assiduously than ever before.
Despite the stories of horror, Dr. Brown experienced some great moments in his fight to curb Ebola. During the last 6 months, his unit registered more and more survivors. He explains the joy of seeing them survive.
The excitement was of such that, I can't really describe, but it was often something to see how excited they were, giving glory to God for what has happened in their life. They were so happy. There were a lot of joy.
Dr. Brown is today one of the most celebrated frontline Ebola fighters in Liberia. Internationally, he was named the Person of the Year by Time magazine for his bravery, and his photo was published on the cover of the influential global magazine. I'm Sherif Bojang, reporting for RFI.